Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I am Ryan, playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
Oh, there's no Brad.
He's dead.
I'm Kayla, playing Gaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I am Austin, playing Sheru, the Tortle.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Perfect.
And so, Brad is dead.
And Brad is dead.
Again.
Brad.
Poor guy.
He's got a lot of lives.
He's a Tabaxi.
We'll just wish him back with the Dragon Balls in a year.
There's our quest now. That's the goal.
Let's confirm there's Dragon Balls in this world.
Okay, so last time, the party spread rumors and investigated the palace. Where Neiman Asadi is housed. They investigated quite a bit of the palace, discovered a fair amount, but their full understanding of it may not be complete. They have made a plan, and we will see if they will execute on that plan to capture Neiman Asadi and kill her, or if something else comes about. So we are picking up, if I remember right, it is getting into the evening. Is that correct?
Yeah, Sherry was going to take an 8-hour nap to recharge his spells.
Okay.
While they take their rest, I am going to head back to the inn and talk to Irk, because I do believe that was something we needed to do. Basically, you know, giving him as much time to prepare for this stuff as possible as well. And, you know, I'm going to basically hand him a small sack of 100 gold and say, here you go, hopefully this will be enough to get things going.
Okay, so you go. Well, we can't just not roleplay that. Come on.
Are you just going on your own, or do you want to tag along?
Somebody wants to go with me that doesn't need to take a rest, you know?
I don't need a rest.
I think I should be fine.
Don't you need to recharge your spells?
Sherry's the one that used most of his spells. No one else really did.
It's just if anyone, you know, wants to take a quick nap or anything. You don't take it. No.
No,
I don't think many of us need to do this, just a couple of us.
I'm sure just tuck it out.
Okay. Well, I'll stay with the turtle.
Okay.
So, you head to the rock's perch, and as you enter, I would say it's probably like 7 o'clock at night at this point.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to go to see him before they do their rest.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
So that he has like the 8 hours or so.
You guys got back together around like 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were thinking this is all going to sit off around 10, 11-ish.
Sounds good. So you guys, you go to work, and you know, the tavern is busier than normal. It isn't packed, but busier than normal. And you see Uruk speaking with a few of the local slaves, poor, etc., in very hushed tones at the bar.
Can I make a perception on that?
Sure. What are you specifically trying to hear, see, do?
Just can I pick up their conversation?
Okay.
27.
27, okay. So as you are listening...
Those cat's ears.
you hear in hushed tones, there was a woman who said that that the Qatari Mungi are going to try and kill us. That they're planning something bad. And you see Uruk just kind of looking down and away and scratching at the bottom of his beak. How confident can we be that they would be willing to do that? That just doesn't make a ton of sense. And you hear some other, you know, comments about how some of the slaves have noticed that the guards have been on edge and have been really monitoring what the slaves are doing. Some have been, and then others have been really nervous whenever the Qatari Mungi are around. You see... Go ahead and make an insight check for me.
Make an insight check. That's not so good. Insight... 6.
Okay. It's hard. You're not quite used to reading the Arakocra. You've been around them, but... each one's a little
facial
different.
Facial expressions mm-hmm. are difficult with the beacon away.
Yes, difficult to pick up on. That's what you hear as you're kind of walking in.
No, sounds like whatever Asar said is working. Maybe we should try to get Urek alone away from everyone so we can explain to him. He's confused.
Look, you look a bit perturbed. Perhaps we could ease your stress.
Well, by how do you mean?
Let's have a bit of a chat.
Okay.
Not here.
Ah. Excuse me. And he walks away from those two and heads up towards the rooms you stayed in the night before.
Okay, so here's the deal. We have been kind of busy this morning. Seems that you are starting to pick up on some of the dissent we've been throwing around. How can I put this lightly? Plan on causing a bit of a ruckus, and we wanted to make sure that you are prepared for it.
I think I need more context.
Okay, context. Two of our members were tortured brutally by...
I saw. I yes. fixed them.
Yes, yes, yes. And we plan on getting some revenge. However, it is kind of hard to get into that palace, especially when it's guarded as well as it is. So we sent dissent amongst the Rokinata that the Qatari Mungi might be trying something. We plan on burning down the fields tonight, posed as Qatari Mungi, to get the Rokinata to essentially civil war, is putting it bluntly, rise up against the Qatari Mungi, and we are hoping to be able to give you some resources to potentially help outfit the slaves who might be they might benefit from this if they are, you know, thusly armed.
I see.
They can take advantage of a situation that we are going to cause, is what I'm saying.
Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
I'm excellent at these. Except that I'm not.
Help if you would say, like.
Can I bat my eyes? Does that help?
Or just well, I'm glad that you helped.
The two tortured.
Because it went from a 6 to a 19.
So, as you're describing this, just with like your passive insights and whatnot, you notice he is getting frustrated and upset. But then kind of comes to this acceptance that it is what it is. And he looks at you and he says, "This is not the way I would have preferred this to happen.
Honestly, it's gods. Not the way I think anyone would have planned it to happen, but we seem to do. Basically, these people, their lives can't get any worse, and we're trying
they
to give
could be
them
dead.
What's worse, you know, living a life of, you know, just ruin and knowing your demise, or being able to have the chance to fight against it. Sometimes having that courage to finally get out of there and having a situation that you can potentially use to your advantage to fight against.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping that this excuse for organization might cause enough of a disruption to be of a benefit.
Yes, well, I will prepare the people that I've taken under my wing, so to speak. And he flaps his, his shoulder stubs.
If you might, if I may, try and make your wings a bit larger, and I hand him a pouch of 100 gold. So,
thank you. And you can see he, as you say that, he looks at his stubs. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean. Gods. He's messing with me, isn't he?
You're starting at this point.
He is.
I can never read them.
Dark humor. It's how we survive.
But he says, well, I'll make sure we have something prepared. And we can probably help with whatever your plan is. What time should we be ready?
We were thinking of getting this, you know, whole fire started at about 10.
Okay.
This 10 tonight. A few of our members needed a bit of rest before we got going. And
understandable.
Also, you know, fires are much more likely to be seen when it's night, especially when much of your field is burning.
Well,
but put it this way, at least with the fires gone, there won't be much need for your slaves for it.
I'll tell you what, I will handle the fires. I know where to hit, and I can be discreet, and I will get some of my other contacts to assist with stirring up some chaos.
Thank you. We're also hoping that we have members that can change faces. We're hoping to set fires in the guise of the Qatari Mungi.
Yes, it's not just handling the fires, but
we've essentially spread amongst the Rakanada that the Qatari Mungi are responsible for the death of Nizam Velio. And that they are essentially attempting a hostile takeover of the town. You know, instead of getting part of the profits, they want everything. And it seemed to take pretty well amongst the Rakanada, so if we can get the Rakanada to essentially see some Qatari Mungi in the act, I think that would be just what's needed to get their bit of a revolt against the Qatari Mungi started.
Well, just hoping. But if you fail, we're dead.
Yeah, I mean, if we fail, we're probably dead as well. So
you're already dead.
We're this putting is just
maybe slightly faster.
Sorry. Thanks.
Basically, we're putting all our cards on the table here.
Well, I hope you don't have a bad hand.
We haven't discussed. I'm wondering, I don't know much about the demographics of your slaves, but I'm wondering, the opportunity is chaos, right? We're hoping the chaos will help them unite and fight, but are there groups that would do better taking advantage of the chaos to escape?
All of them.
That would work in our advantage too.
Honestly, if that's what you chose to do, and you took that gold and you were able to get them out and make a life for each other, for themselves, that is perfectly fine. Just the Qatari Mungi and the Rakanada are going to be fighting amongst themselves. Then, if you want to join in, you can. If you want to leave, you are more than welcome to, and it might even be best considering the situation.
Yes.
Just set a few more fires on the way.
Yeah, that would actually work well.
How will we get a bunch of cripples out of town?
That's, I mean, you have 100 gold.
Yeah, gold does not. Anyway.
You just horses, carriages, whatever.
Bones.
How does Uruk buy them? The city knows who he is. I mean, not to the extent that we do.
Have you potentially talked, idea here, take that gold, maybe work through Sneakle. He is eccentric enough that I don't think anyone would question his motives.
This is a good point.
I'll go talk to him. Hate talking to him, but I'll go do it.
Never met him.
But, anyway, I'll see what I can do.
I mean, if nothing else, craft some weapons and force some sailors to take you out on their boats.
It's a long walk to the docks.
It's a desert.
Anyway, I'll,
Ka, hide in the fortress. Ka! Yeah, no, right?
Speaking of which...
All the planners are not there, and I'm just like,
You could potentially make way for the obsidian keep. No, I mean, but it's going to be a night in a desert. You know, you could hide under blankets or something as you go. It's going to be hard to see you. Getting out, and I, like, the obsidian keep would probably be the last place they'd even think to look.
Yeah, because it's cursed.
Oh, don't worry about that.
We took care of that for you.
So we essentially got rid of the gargoyles, freed the obsidian knight, and she might be helping us a little bit tonight if that's necessary.
Plan solved!
Sorry, I forgot that very, important piece of information out of our conversation. Shut up. God, the birds here.
Not you, personally.
The birds here.
Oh, man. He just, his feathers just kind of get all fluffed up and flustered, and he's like, I'll arrange what I can. I guess we'll go to the keep. And hope you guys succeed.
We do too. Like I said, if this doesn't go well for us...
Well, if you succeed, it'll give a lot of hope. If you fail...
If we fail, at least you and the slaves are potentially out of the city and with a chance to make it to somewhere else.
Possibility, and I thank you for that.
Are you personally armed?
I have I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
I take the daggers out of my bag. For you or your right hand, whomever.
I've also got a quarterstaff and an old spear, if you want those.
He looks down at them and he says, no, thank you.
Here's a walking stick for one of your...
Is that your shepherd's crook?
No, it's just the quarter staff.
Okay.
I dumped the shepherd's crook.
Okay, I didn't remember.
So halfway across the city, Asar's probably like, man, I should have written him a script. They're totally messing this up, aren't they?
But as you're talking to him... He produces some magic from his hands, and you can tell just by looking at it, it's druidic in nature. And he says, I'll be fine.
You sure your right hand doesn't need it?
I don't necessarily have a right hand. Mm. I mean, I do, but...
Hey, I will be fine.
You are terrible.
Your friend is quite the prick today.
Oh, today is an understatement.
He hasn't had enough to drink today.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I haven't had a drink in a
while. Well, if you won't take those, at least take these. And I pull up the bag of various however many coins.
Okay.
I will call 100.
Okay, sounds good. So he takes your gold, and he shows you out. Says, thank you. We will be sure to be ready.
Maybe we can get Lisa to catch him and debrief him or something. If we see her.
Lisa. I was like, who the heck is Lisa? I remember now.
we'll see if we can get the knight to meet you personally.
Honestly, she watches over the city. I'm sure she knows who's who at this point.
That's true.
She detected you out in the middle of the ocean there.
She's probably heard everything we've said, so I think we're fine.
If you're there, Lisa, give us a thumbs up.
But in the good way. I detect undead.
You detect undead?
He detects undead.
You do detect undead within your radius. But yeah, so he leaves you guys to go about your next part of your plan. I'm assuming you go back to the brothel.
Yes. To finish up the rest there.
We should probably warn them too at the brothel at some point.
Stay inside after 10.
Yeah, something of either keep your head down or get out of here kind of thing.
What was her name again?
Chaya.
Kaya Mude.
Oh yeah, because Mossy has connections with her, because she would be able to talk to her in confidence, basically.
And you also know she is a resource for the Sandstorm.
That's why I'm saying she'd be able to talk to her in confidence.
So we'll head back to brothel, and I will try to find her.
Okay. She's easy enough to find. What can I do for you, child?
I'm just, like, jittery and trying to collect.
Take a breath. Retract your claws.
Oh, sorry. I didn't notice. So... let's say, less than hypothetically, that we are planning on turning the city upside down within the evening.
Tell me more.
So we've sent one part of us out to convince the Rakunada that the Katarimungi are trying to take over the city, trying to force the two into a fight, and all of the slaves will either fight or escape.
I see.
That's and there'll be fires.
And fires, okay, well. I assume business will be bad tonight, and for the foreseeable future.
Yes. At least after 10 o'clock.
At least after 10 o'clock, which I'm guessing is probably your high time anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's good to be forewarned. Very unexpected.
Yes. Let's just say my party is a little overprotective. After me and Seth got back,
well, they... I am glad to see that you're alive.
I'm rather pleased too.
Your handsome friend there. But,
am I anywhere near to hear that?
You can make a perception check. Depends on if you wanted to come and talk.
Two.
Oh, so
you're distracted by other things.
Can I get a compliment?
Just staring at the scenery.
Oh, the scenery.
What do you could see? What do you could...
Watch it for the plot.
She looks at you and she says... Well, this could be a good thing. I mean, it's terrible for business, but these people are suffering. Go ahead and make a quick persuasion check. You can do so with advantage.
What is my persuasion? I have good charisma. So that's least, a 21.
Okay. What can we do to help?
See, I'm not the planning one. I haven't thought that far ahead. And Asara's still asleep. She's the planning one. Too much planning sometimes, but good planning. I think... I think something we haven't talked about at the party yet is... Yes, we're planning the war together, but I don't think... We're kind of assuming that the Rakanada will win. I don't think we've really considered what happens if the Qatari Mungi win.
Yes, well... You're, assuming a lot there. I would not say the Rakunada are very well trained.
I assume.
The Qatari Mungi are exceptionally trained. But, there are more of the Rakunada. So we'll see.
I don't know. There's any way you could help with that on such short a notice.
I will see what my crew can do. Perhaps we can ensure there are distractions among the Qatari Mungi that will allow the Rakanada to have more success and any people who rise up.
I'm just picturing Assassin's Creed where you're like running down the street. It's like,
oh yeah, just send the prostitutes over to distract them.
Throw some gold in the street.
Yeah.
Well, as she's saying this, you see her pull a dagger from like just under her dress, attached at the hip. We do more than just entice. We can do plenty to end lives too.
Oh,
they
I know.
Get right to the point.
You've certainly helped us with a number of select targets before. What kind of compensation would you expect from us or my associates?
Well, if we win, help us find a new home, because business will not succeed hereafter.
True.
And more than likely, the Qatari Mungi will be back with vengeance, and I would not like my crew to suffer at their hands.
No. No, certainly not. I will...
Perhaps you can call old Stoneclaw and see if he can help us out.
I think I know someone that might have a connection. I can pass the word along. I know he's relocated more than one brothel before.
Indeed. Well, that will be my payment for my help.
Okay. Most certainly. Thank you.
You are welcome. May we not die.
You and me both.
And as you guys finish chatting with her, she goes about her business and starts informing her agents. We are going to pick up with what happens with the Siege of Ra next time. Thanks for listening.
Oh, this is the outro. Well, if you think we do a decent job and you've been entertained, maybe, you know, share this with people. Oh, and check out our YouTube. We have some episodes there. I'm supposed to upload more, but I'm kind of bad at my job. Bye. Oh, wait! We also have Instagram and Facebook. You can check those out too.